Ho, ho, ho.
Ha.
Thought I'd switch it up.
That was good.
I was going to sing a Christmas song, and then I was like, does anyone want to hear me sing? Also, copyright.
It's Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. To anyone who celebrates. And if you don't, happy Yule.
Happy other things. There's so many holidays.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Jinx. Happy winter season, guys.
Happy. It's holiday time. I love our holiday specials. I think whatever holiday special it is, whether it's Halloween, Christmas, fucking Valentine's Day, Groundhog Day, I just love celebrating things.
Yeah.
And this year's no exception.
I go straight from Halloween excitement to Christmas excitement, so.
I refuse to get excited about Christmas until November 1st. Like, I need everything Halloween. I got so mad when Michaels had Christmas stuff at the same time as Halloween stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no, it's not time. But now it's time. Yeah. Let's talk about our year. Because this will probably be the last episode of the year.
Of 2023.
How wild is that? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I'm probably going to get sentimental at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But to start off, I am excited that this is how we're going to go out.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a good holiday special.
Should we get into it? Everybody sit down, put on your fuzzy socks, and have some spiked eggnog.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Jane.
And this is Creeps and Coffee,
a show where we talk about the dark parts of the world around us.
Cryptids, conspiracies, things that go bump in the night.
And the crimes behind the scariest creatures of all, humans.
Join us as we take a look at the stories sure to give you the creeps.
Pull up a seat, grab a coffee,
and let's have a chat.
So, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time, which means that people are stupider than ever.
Oh.
One thing that we talked a lot about in psychology is that different times of the year can spike a lot of different psychological phenomena. And Christmas time is no exception. The holidays are a stressful time for everybody. There's family involved, which
is enough sometimes.
Yep, that's a fantastic way of putting it, Jane. Very, very diplomatic. I like it. The holidays are also stressful when it comes to money. Mm. Money can be tight. Sometimes you want to get these extravagant gifts. Not always possible. There's a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of stress. So stress makes people do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, what was our first Christmas special?
It was I think it was 2 years in a row we've done, like, cryptids.
I think so.
And we're switching it up. Last year, I know we talked about Yule as well, but we also talked about, like, Yule Cat and, like,
I don't know how to say. The Yule Yule Lads!
The Yule Lads, yep. You got Spoon Licker.
Oh, I'm Meat Ticker.
Hook. I don't know. Meat Hook. If you want to listen to any of our other Christmas specials, go check those out. They're pretty fun. Yeah, so if you're silly and you can't read the titles, we're talking about goofy Christmas crimes. Some of them are more serious than others. Some of them are like, oh, that's serious. And some of them are like, oh, that's interesting.
I do want to preface this by saying we're in a silly, goofy mood. This is going to be a fun episode. We want it to be lighthearted because I feel like our cryptid episodes of the past, our previous holiday specials, have been kind of intense. Not sad or scary, but like cryptids are a lot. Folktales come with a lot of history and they're action-packed.
Yeah.
I do want to point out that despite how fun this episode is aiming to be, Jamie's right. These are crimes that have, like, real crimes
there
that have
been committed. There are people and victims.
There are victims. But these are real people that have been affected by genuine crimes. Some of them are goofier than others, and there's always a victim, but maybe it's not so serious. Some of this does involve bodily harm and probably some trauma. So our laughter at this is not to dismiss any of that, not to dismiss the severity and the seriousness of how much you should not do these crimes.
Yeah.
Don't hurt people.
Yeah.
During the holidays or at any other time of the year.
No matter how funny it seems.
No matter how goofy, no matter how upset you may be, trust me, I understand. But do not do this stuff.
Please.
And if you do, don't blame us. Yep. Creeps and Coffee are not held liable for any ideas that you may get from this episode.
We'll need to post that in every episode, to be honest.
Add it to the intro. So yeah, that's what our plan is for now. We're gonna go through the most fantastic Christmas crimes that we could find.
Yeah. Do you want to start us off?
I would love to start us off.
Because I know you saw this one already.
This is one where I'm like, yeah, someone was hurt, and that's not good. But it's so funny.
The circumstances are the good stuff.
Sometimes you just have such high expectations for an event. Or maybe you're having a really stressful week. You want everything to be right. You want everything to be good. And then somebody does something, or better yet, does not do something that you've asked. And it just pisses you off. It just triggers something. And you're like, you couldn't fucking do the one thing. The one thing that I asked.
Yeah.
So that's what happened with a woman in South Carolina and her husband. So this woman had asked her husband to pick some things up. I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Yeah.
This woman asked her husband to bring beer home when he came back. And when he didn't, she stabbed him with a ceramic squirrel. So, I'm going to take a second.
Not funny, Caitlin.
It's not funny. It's not. He was fine. He didn't die. I would like to make that abundantly clear. When officers were called to the scene and they confronted her, because this woman was covered in her husband's blood. Mm. Bloody hands, bloody clothes. Mm. She had the bright idea to say that he slipped and fell into the ceramic squirrel.
Oh, no.
And it was just a terrible accident. But obviously, that was not the case. He was like, no, she fucking stabbed me with the squirrel. And so she was charged with criminal domestic violence, which she should be, and domestic violence is a very serious topic. It should not be laughed at. It should not be diminished when it's a woman stabbing a man. Domestic violence against men is very real, and it's a very serious conversation.
But the funny part is just that her weapon of choice was a squirrel.
It's the ceramics, like, why the squirrel? Why the Christmas squirrel? He didn't do anything.
Alvin didn't deserve this.
Exactly.
I know he's a chipmunk, but I don't know any famous squirrels.
I'm sure it made for a very uncomfortable Christmas dinner with the family.
Yeah.
And it was clearly one without beer.
So, a question as old as time. What's in Santa's sack?
Uh-oh.
So, a man from California decided he didn't want a white Christmas. He wanted a green Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to give out gifts.
Oh, no.
So Santa was handing out packaged marijuana
to
customers at a Buffalo Wild Wings. And he kept telling everyone that Santa had a gift for them. And he got arrested for furnishing marijuana, and they found over 2 pounds of prepackaged marijuana in his Christmas sack.
Where did he get 2 pounds of weed?
The North Pole, Caitlin. Where do you get yours?
The dispensary.
Oh, that's not the Christmas spirit.
You know what? Of all places, Buffalo Wild Wings really does seem... Like, was he just sitting at the front door, handing out...
I think he was inside, because he was handing it out and, like, hiding it in napkins.
Oh my god.
He was just roaming around, like, Merry Christmas. You know what? Merry Christmas.
Marijuana Christmas.
Ha. Huh.
Cut that out. That was...
No, that's staying. That was a dad joke.
It was. I'm sorry. God, where's Anna when you need her, hey? I'm torn because, like, that honestly sounds like a sick Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, don't give drugs to people.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Totally don't do that. By the way, my address is...
Yeah. In Caitlin P.O. Box. I'm honestly shocked that it wasn't cocaine.
Yeah.
For a white Christmas, you know?
I mean...
But I suppose getting 2 pounds of cocaine is a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
Than two... Not that I would know.
That's what Krampus hands out for Christmas.
God. Incredible.
Ho, ho, how!
That honestly sounds like a very cheery guy.
Yeah.
It's probably the most chill Santa there's ever been. So. The Santa Claus would have been a very different story if it was a stoner that picked up Santa's pants.
I'm picturing Shaggy from Scooby-Doo with a fake beard.
It's not Tim Allen. It's
Matthew Lillard.
remake.
Please.
Oh, speaking of Santa, do I have another crime for you? Nicknamed. I'm reading this for the first time. This is a man nicknamed the Santa Claus Burglar was stuck in a chimney for 6 hours while trying to escape a house that he tried to rob.
Mm-hmm. Karma.
So the poor firefighters, not police, firefighters in Seattle, had to pull the naked man from the chimney because he was, like we said, fully stuck. Why he was naked, I'm not sure. They're also not sure. They knew he was stuck in the chimney because a neighbor reported someone screaming for help. I am unclear as to whether he was upside down or right side up in the chimney. I would like to think he was upside down.
I'm picturing it like the Grinch. He's just stuck. Yeah.
That's fair. Just slinks. So obviously, the firefighters were like, what happened? The man said that his friend, who... may have also been on the roof with him. Maybe he was a reindeer. We don't know. Apparently, his friend tossed his backpack into the chimney, and he was trying to go get it. My question from this is, was he wearing clothes and carrying a backpack, or was he naked with just a backpack on his back?
I think he was naked.
He says that his clothes burned up somewhere in the mix of the chimney, but... that's not how that works.
No.
He didn't have any burn marks on him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And I don't think it would have been hot enough to singe off every piece of his clothing. This poor Santa Claus burglar was charged with residential burglary and received 17 months in jail.
As funny as that is, that's also fair.
Yeah, I think that's a completely justified jail sentence.
Mommy, why is Santa naked?
What was he gonna do Like, where was he going to put the stuff that he stole?
I don't know.
I'm always scared that I'm going to be naked when a burglar comes in. I've never considered how I would react if a naked burglar came in, you know?
Keeping with my previous theme, mm-hmm. a woman was telling her neighbors that she had the best Christmas tree in the whole wide world. Turns out, the police in Chile, the country...
Mm-hmm. Not the continent.
They found that her Christmas tree was instead 21 cannabis plants to make a giant tree, and there was also 29 bags of drugs and 2 shotguns.
Just for her?
I don't know.
They're the decorations on the trees, just shotguns.
Yeah, and so I don't know much about her, but authorities had been investigating her for over a month. And that's what they found. So, Merry Christmas. Here's some drugs with a side of drugs and a gun.
I also don't know much about her, but I do know I would like to be her friend. She seems like a girl boss. No candy canes,
guns.
Girl boss, you know?
Girl boss is in jail.
What's the thing from the best way to spread Christmas cheer? Is sharing drugs with friends all year.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I've never heard that, but sure.
That's the new motto. It's an interesting take on a Christmas tree. I know there's been a lot of, like, deconstructed Christmas trees and, like, the upside down Christmas tree. There's lots of, like, new age decorations at Christmas time. A weed tree.
It's different.
Made of 21 marijuana plants.
Don't let your cats get on that, though.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What would Burger do with a weed tree?
I think his tolerance high enough. He'd be chilling.
That's fair.
He seems like a stoner to me.
I think I was ahead of the game here a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm also going to keep in Jamie's theme.
Drugs?
But I'm going to... Yeah, the theme of drugs. That's the best... It's the only way to get through the holidays sometimes is drugs.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that I was on the ball when I said that a white Christmas was more in the cards, whatever the idiom is. Yeah. Police in Rio de Janeiro, we're going all over the world with these, you know, found Santa dolls that were filled with cocaine and ornaments that were filled with marijuana. So... they found this stuff stashed in a backpack at the guy's residence. And it's assumed that he was going to hand them out as, like, a Christmas sale.
Oh.
Exactly. It brings new meaning to White Christmas. People are going to do what they're going to do.
My turn?
Your turn.
I want to talk about one that just caught my attention. This is a fairly common crime during the Christmas season. A woman was arrested in Florida. Shocker.
Of course. I don't even need to know what it is.
For the theft of baby Jesus.
Oh, no.
So she decided to steal baby Jesus from a local church. However, it had an implant in it, a GPS device, because it happens so commonly that they put a tracker in Jesus to track him down.
My initial thought, why don't they just nail him? I didn't even think about it.
Why didn't they nail Jesus where, Caitlin? Finish your sentence.
In the manger is what I meant. Why didn't...
That was very Jenna Marbles coded. In the manger.
Oh my god. I didn't mean it. I meant, why didn't they nail the plastic version of him
into... Oh, maybe it's disrespectful.
Okay, I know that's how he was killed, okay? I didn't think about it.
Because if he's nailed down, he can't resurrect himself.
He doesn't. It's the nativity scene. It's before that. He doesn't. They don't have to stigmata him. I'm just saying, glue him down.
Hey, I didn't steal him. You asked Jesus yourself why he wasn't nailed down in his manger.
He doesn't want to talk
to
me.
Is that how you typically babysit? You just nail kids into their beds.
Sometimes I think about it.
Oh.
Apologies to any Catholics and Christians out there for saying that Jesus should be nailed somewhere.
No, I'm not saying that. You said that.
I will take accountability for that one. So anyway, I think a GPS in it is a really good idea. I think that was solid.
Some people also use camera systems and, like, floodlights to deter local thieves and mostly teenagers from doing this crime. Moving on swiftly.
Let's talk about SantaCon. So, SantaCon, for those of you who don't know, is a massive pub crawl where a bunch of people dress up like Santas and go to local pubs.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of doing a Santa pub crawl in Liverpool last Christmas.
Ooh.
And it was a terrifying experience.
Oh!
Because I drink on Canadian standards.
Yeah.
And I'm also a lightweight.
Yeah.
My ex's friend's rules were that I was not allowed to follow the rules of their pub crawl because I would have died.
Yeah.
Yeah. By our third pub, we were like halfway through, they had to walk me arm in arm because I couldn't see.
Oh.
So people, there's a lot of fun to be, it was a great time. I loved it. During one SantaCon, in the midst of all the drunken endeavors that people jump into, so one of the men dressed as Santa decided that it was his time to shine, and he thought, what's the best thing to do as a drunk Santa? It's rob a bank. So that's
my first thought when I'm dressed as Santa as well.
100%. Why make toys at the North Pole when you can just steal money from a bank to buy them? He decided to walk into his local bank in San Francisco, rob the bank for an undisclosed amount of cash, and then, and honestly, I'm a little bit impressed by the fact that he disappeared back into the crowd. He ran out, and the only descriptor they had was, this is a man dressed as Santa Claus. And then you run back out into a horde of other people dressed as Santa Claus.
Now, I'm not going to condone stealing, but that's a good idea.
That's what I mean. Like, terrible thing to do. I don't recommend it. No, and the poor trauma for the bank teller. But if you're going to do it, it's kind of impressive. Yeah. Like, it's kind of the time to do it. Terrible crime, especially on the holidays. You're stealing people's hard-earned money. But I bet his family got some sick gifts out of you.
He's taking Christmas into his own hands there. Or I guess into his sack. Sack was filled with a different kind of green.
I have heard you say the word sack so many times tonight.
Are you gonna sack me if I say it again?
I'm gonna lick your sack.
Oh.
You guys can't see it, but there was a lot of sexual tension there.
Let me whip out the mistletoe. I was trying to come up with something clever. I don't know. So the next one I'm going to talk about it is a case of breaking and entering. However, what do people usually do when they break into a home?
Steal things.
Right. So, instead, pretend you're the Grinch.
Incredible.
A man was high on bath salts in Ohio.
Off to a solid start.
And he decided that he was going to break into a house and decorate for the holidays. So, an 11-year-old boy found a strange man playing with his toys, and he called his mother, who was at a neighbor's house. The man had decided to light candles and hang a wreath, and then he was just hanging out watching TV. Honestly, was then arrested and charged with burglary.
But can you charge him with burglary?
I think it counts as breaking and entering, because he broke in and entered.
That's fair.
But he just didn't take burgle anything. Things. He just cleaned up a little. Made it a little homier. Spread some Christmas cheer.
He walked in with the intent of taking everything, and then he was like, what the fuck? There's no Christmas.
This place is so depressing. I need to, like, help him out.
Honestly, I wouldn't even need to be on bath salts to do that.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I think that's incredible. Unfortunate for him that he ended up in jail. I love that there was a real-life Cindy Lou Who in this situation, too. This 11-year-old boy walked in on this man, like, grown-ass man, just playing with his toys.
He was like, oh, and I was like, Mom?
Yeah, Mom, maybe you should get over here. Over here. I think Jim Carrey's in our house. This one is not funny. This is probably one of the more fucked up ones. However, I think it's important to point out something about being under the guise of anonymity makes people feel a lot more confident to do terrible things. And I think people forget that about mall Santas. They are people. I, personally, I think I told this story last Christmas. I used to love mall Santas. I think most kids are afraid of them, and people have a lot of really funny pictures of their kids crying at mall Santas. I was there like 20 times a day. Because I am notoriously a kiss ass. And the biggest person you can kiss ass to when you're a kid is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Because you want to be on the top of that nice list. So the mall Santa at my local mall knew my name, saw me often. It was a big deal. Yeah. This mall Santa, I don't think I would have gotten along with very well. So in Georgia, a man dressed as Santa at a mall in Atlanta did not have a lot of patience. I would imagine you need a lot when you're working as Santa. You have to always be cheerful, listen to people's demands, all these things. Allegedly, this man somehow convinced himself that a 74-year-old woman who was in line to see him had stolen over $100 worth of Hershey's chocolates from him.
Mm.
And his response to that was to beat this elderly woman with a 2x4.
Yeah.
Until she could no longer withstand it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the woman died from injuries in the hospital. And our mall Santa was sentenced to life in prison for a murder.
Valid.
A completely valid response. The sentence, not the beating.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, just to clarify there. That's not a mall Santa that I think I would vibe very well with. And I think he should have probably considered a different career. Just because you're an older fat guy with a beard doesn't mean that you qualify as Santa, you know?
Yeah. You don't have that Christmas sparkle.
The joy part is kind of
you're not so jolly, brother.
Yeah. Rest in peace to that woman.
Yeah.
Also, Hershey's of all things, like Hershey's is good, but if somebody took a bunch of the Hershey's kisses from me, I'd be like, okay. My initial thought wouldn't be beat someone to death over it. It's not like expensive chocolate.
Yeah, you can do better. My next one. It's not funny. It's actually quite serious. 2009, Ohio. Again, we're back. Pretend you're a 12-year-old girl. You're walking down the street.
Off to a rough start already.
And suddenly, you hear somebody calling to you. And you turn to the side and you see that there's Santa Claus hiding in a bush, offering you candy. You go, that's weird, Santa's in a bush, and you decide to ignore him, because there's no way that's the real Santa. He would be in a sleigh, and it's not Christmas.
Of course.
And the Santa imposter gets angry and decides to chase you.
I don't like this, imagine.
Yeah, down to a local store, where you get in safely and you get to call the police. Shocker, the man was identified as mentally unstable, but was caught later still wearing his Santa suit.
Well, at least he wasn't like the Seattle Santa burglar, stuck in a chimney naked. At least he was of sound mind and body enough to keep the suit on.
Just as he's trying to steal a minor.
Look, being a 12-year-old girl is hard enough. If I think about my life at the age of 12, it makes me gag a little bit.
Mm.
The last thing that these kids need is to be chased by Santa.
Yeah.
Imagine what the next Christmas was like for her, seeing Santa everywhere.
Traumatizing. Good old Santa Claus.
It's just Jack Skellington trying to figure out Christmas.
Christmas Town? What's this? There's something in the air. What's this? There's white stuff everywhere. I don't know the rest of the words.
Uh-oh.
I know the parody version.
Which... The fuck? Yeah. Oh, we're sticking to somewhat of a theme here, too.
Yeah, this one's really fun.
I like this one. Because it's also kind of history.
It is.
So, Texas.
I immediately drew finger guns, but nobody could see. I was going Wild West.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Especially if you're thinking 100 years ago in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It is considered to be one of the most notorious robberies in history. I'll set the scene.
Said it.
You're in Cisco's First National Bank in Texas.
I would like to withdraw $400.
A man by the name of Marshall Ratliff walks in. He's dressed in a full Santa costume.
I spit on him. Sorry. This isn't role playing.
He's got his elves with him. He's got three armed men. He tries to rob the bank. He takes three girls hostage. He and his three armed men leave, obviously try to make a speedy getaway. His car runs out of gas immediately. It's 100 years ago. The cars are not. It's probably a fucking Model T. It's got the crank on it. It's not going well. He has to abandon his loot. Of course, he's arrested. He's sentenced to 99 years in prison. They were much harsher with prison sentences back in the day.
That was like a real life sentence, huh?
Yeah. Now you murder somebody and you get like...
20.
Two days, but you can do it on the weekends.
Oof.
But an angry mob, which you don't want to piss off Texans, an angry mob decides that's not enough. So they invaded the prison and lynched him. It's not funny.
Mm-mm.
But my favorite thing about this case is that...
Also, lynch typically means by hanging for... So everyone can get a nice good old visual of that.
That's for literally just Jamie, who didn't know that.
Continue talking.
That's Jamie clarifying that for herself, folks. I know you all knew what lynching was. Anyway, when they put the feelers out, instead of sharing a normal wanted poster like they would have, they used a picture of Santa Claus and handed it out in hopes of identifying who robbed the bank.
And we'll post it on Instagram.
Yes, yes, we will.
And the fact that it worked is actually slightly impressive. The fact that they handed this thing out and they were just like, "You seen this guy?" And everyone was like, "Yeah, actually, that's Marshall." Criminal.
So I have one that's less serious now.
Thank God. No murder this time?
No murder.
No bank robberies?
Not this time.
Thank God.
I know you're disappointed.
I am.
This time, we are traveling in our mind maps. We are in Salem, New Hampshire.
All right.
And we are in Rockingham Park Mall. And Santa's there, and it's 2005.
Is this the Santa that I would have vibed with?
No. Well, yeah, I don't know what you're into. He decided, Santa, this man, 52-year-old man, decided he would drop his pants in front of everybody. Now, he didn't immediately, he wasn't nude in front of children, so that's good. He was wearing sweatpants. However, I'm assuming a lot of the parents freaked out because he was then arrested for disorderly conduct.
As someone who is not a parent but cares about kids, I would also be like, what the
fuck? Fair enough. Like, hey, you cannot be trusted, sir. Maybe you shouldn't be in front of the children.
Maybe.
So not super serious, just super strange.
See, I think, like I said, the holidays bring out weird things for people.
Yeah.
Alcohol also brings out weird things for people.
So do drugs.
So when you combine alcohol, drugs, and Christmas, the amount of, like, the confidence that people have, it's baffling to me. We finally reached our last Christmas crime.
Have for this we?
Holiday season, we have.
And what is it? Tell us.
We're going to finish how we started. We're going to talk about a stabbing.
Which one is this?
This time, there's no ceramic squirrels involved. But there is a victim in this brutal Christmas case. And that victim is Frosty the Snowman. I know.
Oh my god.
Two teenagers in the Coleraine, I don't know, township area in Ohio, violently attacked a 12-foot inflatable Frosty the Snowman figure in someone's yard.
How could you? He trusted you.
He brought him back to life, and this is how you treat him.
And now you're taking his life away. Hasn't he been through enough?
He just wants to use his corncob pipe and his button nose.
With global warming, one day he's not going to appear.
Oh my god. There's not enough magic in that hat to stop from being stabbed.
That actually just made me so sad.
Well, buckle up, because this was not the first time that these teenagers had committed this crime. They were notorious around the township for murdering Frosties. Fortunately, they were caught on videotape, because they're stupid. They're teenagers.
Yeah.
And were arrested and fined for vandalism.
Good.
But, unfortunately, they were not charged for the murder of everyone's favorite childhood snowman.
Our boy.
He'll be back again someday. I'll be back again someday, okay?
I'm actually crying.
Oh, no. Fun fact about Jamie, she can't fake cry without actually crying.
It's method acting.
She gets really into it.
And those are our Christmas crimes for today?
Those are a handful of our favorite Christmas crimes.
We could come back next year and do more, because there are a lot of Christmas crimes if you actually look into it.
And probably more happening this year.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing about Christmas, is it keeps happening. And people keep being stupid. So.
Also, I heard this theory, I don't know if it's true, that Santa is Odin?
I have also heard this theory.
Do we believe it?
No.
Oh, but why? He's got a beard that's white, and he's like a Norse god.
Mm.
That's
I won't get into it, because we'll be here for another couple hours.
But it's possible.
A lot of things are possible. St. Nicholas was a real guy, though.
But Odin was celebrated during Yule.
Okay, we gotta wrap this up, because Jamie and I are about to go have a fight.
Germanic people of Northern Europe.
I said we would save our sappiness for the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah. So,
Jamie, you go first. What are your final thoughts for the year? How has 2023 been for you?
There's definitely been ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to thank everybody for being here. And I am grateful to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my cat and my family. And I hope our Creeps and Coffee family and friendship circle here can continue to grow and prosper throughout the new year, and pass on many blessings to you and I and everyone listening. Ho, ho, ho.
Fuck.
Your turn.
Okay, well, I didn't expect that to actually make me emotional, but it kind of did.
Aww.
Not to get, like, deep, but I think, on a genuine note, I think 2023 has been probably the hardest year of my life.
It's a growing year.
It's been a lot. There's been a lot of learning. Everybody says it. Jamie, you said it. It's a lot of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I'm grateful that this year has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for the learning journey that I've been on.
Character development.
Exactly. On a personal note, I'm grateful that I've got another year to celebrate Christmas with you.
Aww.
17 years, Jamie and I have been doing our Christmas traditions, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, so. So, I'm looking forward to heading into another new year. I think the podcast has been a fantastic experience these last 2 years, and
yeah.
I'm excited for what's to come in the future. I'm excited that we get to do another Christmas special. I think no matter what has gone on this year, the podcast has been a really nice little break from reality for a little bit. And I hope we can be that for a lot of our listeners too. I hope that little escape, even if it's for an hour a week, I hope you find comfort and solace in the stupidity that we bring to the world. Because I know, for me, it's a really therapeutic experience. And I'm very grateful that we get to do it. I'm very grateful that we have people like you guys that are listening to every episode and sharing the love. And I just hope you guys know how much we love and appreciate you and all of the support. And we're happy that 2023 has brought you into our lives.
That's a really good point, actually. For anyone who's, like, away from home, doesn't have any family, you don't talk to your family, or you don't really have any plans or anyone to spend Christmas or Christmas Eve with, we're here. Don't be sad. You're not missing out on anything. You're hanging out with your good pals, Kate and Jane. Drink some of that alcoholic beverage or, you know, sparkling water, whatever you want. Do a tradition that you like and just
have a green Have a green Christmas if
you
need.
Have a green Christmas. Have a white Christmas if you're really feeling crazy. Do we have any New Year's resolutions for this year, Kate?
Oh, fantastic question. My New Year's resolution is to drink water.
That's a good one. And you need to stick to it or die. And that's not a threat. That is me saying you're going to die.
You're right. I think that's my biggest New Year's resolution. A serious one?
Yeah.
Have more respect for myself.
Ooh, that's even more serious.
And for my boundaries. Yeah. I'm getting better at it, but I gotta stick to it, you know? The people that you bring into your life, it's your choice.
Yeah.
So, nobody can tell me otherwise anymore. Yeah, what about you? What are your New Year's resolutions?
I don't have, like, a serious one or a funny one. It's still kind of cryptic, though. Keep going. I want to keep doing everything that I'm doing now. I want to keep doing the podcast. I want to keep growing in my streaming. I want to keep working hard at my work. And I just want to keep my motion in progression.
Yeah, keep up the momentum. Up.
Yeah.
I was about to read off my goals on my goals list, but I realized that my friend Tiana erased some of them the other day and rewrote them. So my new goals for the year are survive and suck dick, according to my list. So you know what? Maybe I'll stick to it. Well, all in all, I hope everyone has a fantastic holiday. Whatever you celebrate, whether you celebrate, enjoy this time of the year.
If you would like to share your holiday traditions, share some crazy holiday experiences you've had, talk about anything, like Jamie said, you're not alone, ever. You can get in touch with us on our email, which is creepsandcoffee@gmail.com. You can follow along to see what our crazy holidays look like. See the fantastic mugshot of our dear friend in Texas. over on our Instagram or our Twitter @creepsandcoffee. If you would like to help support the show, follow along on a little bit more detailed journey, you can check out our Buy Me a Coffee page, which is buymeacoffee.com/creepsandcoffee, so that we can afford to buy our families Christmas presents. Please.
Please. Everyone's getting origami right now.
I'm making stuffed animals. We love all of you so much. Thank you for everything you've done for us this last year. We are so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you and all of your support. Every listen, every share, every comment, every like, whatever it may be, it means the world to us. And thank you to 2023 for bringing Jamie and I closer than ever. I say this a billion times, Jamie is more my sibling than most people in my family. So I am very lucky to get to do this life with her, do this show with her. So I'm feeling sappy. But yeah, go enjoy the holidays. Good luck dealing with your family. Have a shot on us. Have a
nice hot cocoa.
Have a nice hot cocoa. Put some Goldschlager in it like our moms used to do at Christmas time.
It's got to be our tradition now.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. And yeah, we will talk to you next year.
Oh, love you, bye.
Love you.
Creeps and Coffee is produced and edited by us, Kate and Jane.
Our theme music is Stuck in a Hole by Dated.
For more information on where to find them, check out the link in our show notes. And to connect with us, follow us.